This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 11 Coloradans are competing for the U.S. at the Paralympics in Tokyo, which start today. They include swimmer Rudy Garcia Tolson, who's competing in his fifth Paralympics. There's also triathlete Melissa Stockwell, who was injured in combat and became the first Iraq war veteran to qualify for the Paralympics back in 2008. Earlier this summer, 10 Coloradans won medals at the Tokyo Olympic Games. A new poll shows a political divide among Colorado parents when it comes to mask mandates in schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
83% of Democrats surveyed say kindergarten through 12th graders should wear masks in school, while 79% of Republican parents disagree with mask mandates. Ryan Winger is with the Colorado-based polling firm Magellan Strategies, which polled 516 parents.
It's almost like you feel expected to take a certain position on it based on your other political leanings.
But including those who are unaffiliated, Colorado parents were evenly split on masks. And the poll showed a slight majority of parents approved of the way schools addressed COVID last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A psychiatrist has recommended that a man accused of starting a wildfire in southern Colorado should be forced to take medication for his mental illness. The assessment by a doctor at the state mental hospital could pave the way for Jesper Jorgensen to finally stand trial more than 3 years after his unattended campfire sparked the Spring Creek fire. It eventually burned 149 homes. The recommendation must still be approved by a judge. Jorgensen has repeatedly been found unfit to stand trial because of a delusional disorder. This is CPR and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 91 degrees. Fresh air will start this hour.